Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesotans can start applying for the new paid leave program. The Department of Economic and Employment Development made the decision to start early because all systems have been tested, including for preventing fraud. Deputy Commissioner Evan Rowe.
Every single application requires certification from an appropriate professional, and we will be carefully reviewing and scrutinizing that information as we make the adjudicatory decisions appropriate for the program.
To apply or get more information about the program, you can visit paidleavemn.gov and learn more about eligibility and benefits. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says he wants all Somalis engaged in fraud in Minnesota to be denaturalized and deported. The U.S. House Majority Whip said in a statement, "I have three words regarding Somalis who have committed fraud against American taxpayers. Send them home." Emmer calls for deporting illegal Somali immigrants and revoking the citizenship of naturalized citizens. His district in central Minnesota is home to a Somali and East African population. The Minnesota Department of Health will receive more than $193 million in federal funding aimed at bolstering rural health care statewide. MDH spokeswoman Zora Radcevich says with rural Minnesota facing unprecedented access and funding challenges, this award comes at a crucial time.
Really a great opportunity to continue to work with our healthcare partners in implementing our plan and to begin to address some of those real needs in rural Minnesota.
The funding will invest in technology to bring care closer to rural residents, improve outcomes for Minnesotans at risk of chronic diseases, and expand the rural health workforce through education and training. In other headlines, Minnesota's wildfire season roared to life in May, weeks earlier than expected.
For the past couple of days, we've had approximately 80 wildfires that firefighters have responded to throughout Minnesota. And up in St. Louis County, we do have three active wildfires.
A lot of destroyed property, and our hearts and prayers go out to those that are impacted by this. It's real tragic to drive around and see the destruction that's occurred.
For your own safety, if folks come along and ask for an evacuation, I know these are difficult decisions to make. We would ask that you please do so. It's not only for your own safety, it's for the firefighters' safety, because protecting these buildings and life puts them at risk.
We've got a lot of response that has been provided on those fires from the firefighters on the ground that are working incredibly hard in long hours, along with aircraft.
We're working with some of the county forestry agencies and the Federal Forest Service to get those sites regrowing. But all in all, we are doing really well. We're maintaining our normal reforestation work.
Part of our year, that was.